I assume most listeners have heard of the proposed Green New Deal. The proposal was mentioned by three separate op-ed columns in the New York Times on February 12th. David Brooks argued that the Green New Deal would lead to centralized government power. He also snidely asserted that the people running the show would be so incompetent and therefore unable to pull it off, and it will become sweetheart deals to vested interests, inviting widespread corruption. Stephen Ratner argued that proposals like the Green New Deal are in danger of creating large future budget deficits, leaving our grandchildren with an astronomical national debt. He supports increases in taxes and modifications to entitlement spending. Specifically, he supports raising the retirement age and making some entitlements based on need. Countering Ratner, Paul Krugman argued that fears of deficit spending have been used so often as hypocritical political posturing that it appears, finally, that Democrats have stopped rising to the bait of austerity. Krugman's point is the same argument made by proponents of the Green New Deal. World War II was fought with massive increases in deficit spending. By the end of the war, the national debt was actually higher than our GDP. By the end of the 70s, even though the absolute size of the national debt had grown, the economy had grown more, and the ratio of debt to GDP was below 30%. The reason so many have supported the concept of the Green New Deal is that the world faces an even greater existential threat than it did during World War II. The entire planet is in danger. A rising national debt is a negligible price to pay to counter global warming. Absent dramatic action, we are years, decades at most, away from condemning our grandchildren to lives, if they survive, that none of us would want to live. The Green New Deal is a promise to marry the needs for good jobs with good pay for workers to the necessity of reducing our carbon footprint to zero as fast as possible. The technology already exists. The skilled labor and industries already exist. The problem is getting the new technologies to the forefront and reducing and ultimately eliminating the carbon-based technologies that are putting future generations at risk. Instead of attacking the Green New Deal with ridiculous demands that the sponsors explain how they are going to pay for it, experts should be working on how to utilize government spending, government tax policy, and regulations to speed the transition away from carbon. The faster it happens, the less suffering our grandchildren will endure. Krugman has it right. The first and easiest step is to finally, once and for all, banish the fears of deficit spending and increases to the national debt. During World War II, no one argued that government borrowing was dangerous. There was a war on. Instead, the government told everyone it was their patriotic duty to buy war bonds. Well, we need the same energy to sell Green New Deal bonds. Maybe we should call them Save Our Grandchildren bonds. Answering Brooks's argument about inefficiency and incompetence is a bit harder. But the U.S. has always dreamed big. After World War II ended, there was a short period of cuts in military spending, which was reversed with the advent of the Cold War. A massive military-industrial complex was created. Yes, there was waste and profiteering, but it did the job. In the 1950s, the interstate highway system began construction. In the 1960s, the government dedicated itself to putting someone on the moon. What's wrong with thinking big about ending the poisoning of our atmosphere with carbon? Our grandchildren's lives depend on it.